If I asked you if there are a lot of things that you do, you might answer, yes, there are.
Yeah.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color?
Roses you grown.
Okay. Now, would I say, what color is the roses, or what color are the roses?
What color are the roses?
Okay. And the answer might be, the roses?
Red, white.
Okay. If I asked you if you had done something already, you could either say, yes, I have.
Or yes, I am.
Okay. If I asked you, was it a nice day, you could say, yes, it was, or you could say, no, it
was.
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you can say, he, what, do that?
That's wrong.
Yeah, or there's another way to say it. You say,
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, or you could say, he mustn't do it.
Mustn't do that.
Or he, that's another way to say it. If you think it's wrong for him to do it.
That's wrong for you to do that.
Yeah. But if a child's about to do something that you don't think's right, if you were talking to somebody and you saw him doing this, you could either say, he mustn't do that, or you mustn't do that. Or
he's wrong.
Yeah. But still another one. What's another way to say should not?
You should not do that.
Okay, and what's another way to say should not?
If you
run should not together, you get what? If you run could not together, you get couldn't. If you run should not together, you get...
I'd lose.
Okay, what I'm interested is in whether you'd say he shouldn't do it or he oughtn't do it.
But he oughtn't to do it.
He oughtn't
wrong.
To do it. Okay, fine.
It's wrong. He oughtn't to do it.
Okay. If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you could answer, well, yes, do it.
I can't do it.
Would you ever use, if you weren't sure whether you could do it or not, would you ever?
I'm not sure whether I can do it or not.
Well, would you ever use an expression like I might can do it or I might could do it?
Well, if a person comes into this house asks me, can I do something? If I see where I can do it, I tell them I can. If I don't, I tell them I don't see my way out of doing it. I don't think I can do it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Count that poet!
Well, do you ever say I might can do something or I might could do something?
Yeah, if I know I can do it, I can be.
Uh-huh, okay.
If I can do it, I tell them I can do it.
Now, what's another way to say, came close to doing something? You might say, I slipped and
failed.
Okay. Now, in this part, there'll just be one word that I'd like you to say. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
Is 10 cents.
If somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you could say, he moved in 1960 and he's lived here ever?
So long.
Yeah. There's another one that sounds like sense. He's lived here ever?
So many years.
Yeah, that's another way. But there's still another one.
Yeah.
You say, he moved in 1960 and he's lived there ever?
So long.
Yeah.
You about to lose it again?
How about since? He's lived here ever since.
Ever since, yes. Okay, yes, fine. Yeah. That's right. That's good.
On December the 25th, you can say Christmas gift, or you can say Happy Christmas,
that's
or
right.
You can say...
Christmas gift.
Yeah, there's still another one, though. Christmas gift, Happy Christmas,
or... Happy Christmas. Happy...
Oh, there's something else, Christmas. There's a song that goes, we wish you a...
Merry Christmas.
Okay. A sausage in a roll with ketchup and mustard and sometimes onions on it is called a
hot dog. Sausage dog.
Okay. Jesus' parents were Joseph and
his lamb.
What was Jesus' mother's name?
Mary one.
Uh-huh. Our first president was George.
Now I got all of them to sit down. Now to tell you the truth, now I just can't tell you about all. Oh, I got a whole list of them that I keep long day I live. I tell you, I forget them, but I know.
Well, now, do you remember the story of the...